On this episode of 10 Questions with Mary, we speak to a military vet whose Air Force experience has brought her right here to the city of McAllen. Let's go meet her.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Gonzalez. I work for the Purchasing and Contracting Office. Come on in.
So what do you do for the city of McAllen?
I was hired as a contracting compliance officer, and it's actually turned out to be a fantastic job. I love it. And what I am required to do is basically handle all these contracts. There's more back here, we've got them everywhere. This over here as well, you know, we've got these contracts. And I have to ensure that contractors are complying with clauses, ordinances, performance is a very big deal, that they're actually doing what the contract is calling them to do. If there is a discrepancy in any of that, then I come into the picture.
How long have you worked here in the city?
I've worked for the city 8 years, and I started out my career 38 years ago with the United States Air Force. Right after high school, 2 weeks after high school, as a matter of fact, because I enlisted when I was in 12th grade, I joined the military. And I worked in several bases in the Air Force. I was lucky enough to work in this wonderful career field, which is purchasing and contracting. I did 20 years, actually, through the military, all of them in this field.
Describe your typical workday.
My typical workday is, prioritizing my work. I try to do it the night before, so that in the morning, the first priority of the day is to actually prepare my coffee. I have to have hot and cold, so I have to prepare my coffee, get a glass of cold water, and then I head to my desk, where I start making my phone calls, I answer my emails, and do whatever little final things that I have on my desk from the day before, and then start with my new projects.
Which departments do you work with?
Actually, I work with all departments. Our office works with all departments in order to support the city. We work together as a team to make it all happen, to take care of our employees, our citizens, our community, to keep them safe, happy, and all while improving our processes and our work on a daily basis.
So what's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job? I don't have a best part of my job. My whole job is my best part. I love what I do. In fact, often I call this my sanctuary. Everywhere where I work, like I've noted before, I have a passion for what I do. I was very lucky enough to enter the career field that I'm in. And interacting with people, there's days that we have good days, days that we don't have such good days, but you gotta look at the silver lining. And working out situations with people, taking care of them, taking care of whatever their needs may be, listening, that's what makes it all happen. We are a customer service oriented department, and that's what we're here for, to listen to the good, to listen to the bad, and make it better.
What's been your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment, I don't have one, I have three. And so I'm gonna say all three. My biggest accomplishment, I'm very proud of the many things I have done in life. And one of them is having served the military for 20 years, a little over 20 years. In my military career, I earned some very reputable awards. And I retired about 18 years ago. And my supervisor told me that he did some research and that I was the only person he knew retiring that had won the Airman of the Year the non-commissioned officer of the year and a contingency contracting officer of the year in three different commands. That's an accomplishment, and I'm very proud of it. My second accomplishment is working for companies that allow you to be who you are, that accept your education. I have earned 4 degrees, my biggest degree being my master's degree, and that in itself is a huge accomplishment, but it takes teamwork. The third accomplishment that I'm very proud of, and I say it from a personal view, I am a breast cancer survivor. I have been a breast cancer survivor for 16 years, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I was far away from my family. McAllen is my home, but I wasn't here when it happened. And my children, my family just helped me. Faith, just determination, and working at it every single day. And I survived, and I lost some things, but I'm here, and I'm proud to be here.
So I understand you're a military vet. Why did you decide to serve?
I am a military vet, indeed. I decided to serve. Quite honestly, it's a personal story. I come from a very big family. My parents have always worked very, very hard. And I'm one of the oldest of the siblings, of 7 siblings. And I felt that I had a means of getting my education through a different route rather than my parents paying for it. And if my siblings needed to go to college then, or wanted to go to college, my parents could help them out. I could do it on my own. And so I joined the military in what they call the delayed enlistment program. I joined right after, the summer of before starting my senior year. And I chose the Air Force, and I know it's gonna sound kind of silly, but it is the truth. Blue is my favorite color, so I joined the Air Force. And I'm so proud that I did. I excelled in the military. I have a foundation that my parents made for me. I am very comfortable with standardization. That doesn't mean I'm not flexible, but that made my decision easier to join the military. My parents didn't even know. My mother had a hard time dealing with it, but I only needed one signature from one parent because I was still a minor. And my daddy always supported the things that I did, and he signed off on the dotted line, and mom cried. But they're both proud of me. My whole family's proud of me, and I'm proud of what I did.
You're only one of 2 female vets we have working here in the city. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very proud. Very, very proud. I think it's 2, one of 2. The number's very low. So my thing is HR, we need to hire more. We come prepared. We are well educated. We get the gaining experience, and we have commitment. The ethics are there. It's just something that makes me very proud, and I'm glad that we have one other, and I'm hoping that we get many more. It was a pleasure serving our country. It still makes me cry when I hear the Pledge of Allegiance, or I say the Pledge of Allegiance. It brings a knot to my throat, because I really believe in our country. It's still the best country in the world, and it's a challenge to serve in the military. You give up a lot of family time, a lot of you, but you're serving your country, and you know that you may give your life to it, but we know when you sign that dotted line that's what we're there for. We're not there for just us, because money's not great, but we're there for our country, for you.
What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you while on the job?
The most interesting thing that has happened to me while on the job has been the COVID situation. That has changed everybody's life, personally and professionally. And I am very proud to work for a city that quickly assimilates the situation and acts in dealing with whatever is in our hands, whatever we're dealt with, very swiftly and in the best interest of the employees, the community, its citizens. That has been the biggest impact that that I have been part of. Our leadership is amazing. They go out there, they meet their citizens, they come down here, the communication from top to bottom, bottom to top, it's all related. And when we do all that, it's team, it's a team. And with that teamwork, we make it happen. And that is a slogan that we use in purchasing and contracting. We make things happen. Well, the city makes things happen. MPU makes it happen. Engineering, aviation, everybody makes it happen.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Ms. Sylvia. Any parting words?
Live life and live it with love and respect to the best of your ability.
Mary Avila Shears. Stories that count from people who care.